Hello, and welcome to yet another Friday. Today, I'm going to scratch the surface of a topic that I know resonates quite deeply with all of us, navigating the inevitable uncertainty of life, whether that's the unpredictability of a world with weird events, or there's just the daily decisions that shape our life. That feeling of uncertainty is all too familiar, if my consulting room is anything to go by. A wise man once said, "Uncertainty is the only certainty there is." And I thought, thanks, apart from death and taxes, I think you're right. But at least death and taxes are not in your face all day, every day, are they? But uncertainty can be. So, before I dive in, let's take a minute to ground ourselves, maybe get out of our heads for a moment and into the present, away from a future that we don't even know and a past that can't be changed, because I don't suggest that enough to listeners, and it's important. So, wherever you are, I want you to take a deep breath in, hold it for a bit, and let it go. Nice and slowly. There we go. Do that again. Breathe in. Hold it. And let it go. And then a third time in. Hold. Slowly let it go. It helps you to bring yourself into the present, away from the worries about an unpredictable future and a past that we can't change anyway. Now, on to the crux of our discussion now that we've slowed our heart rate down a little bit. It's no secret that current events, what goes on in the outside world, heavily shapes our collective consciousness. We've got environmental crises, geopolitical upheavals, and the stories we hear on a daily basis contribute to a feeling of instability. Like I say, the news can inform us, but it can also overwhelm us. And our brains are always on high alert when we're faced with threats, whether real or perceived. So a constant barrage of bad news, it skews our perception of the world, makes it seem as if there's always something horrible coming around the corner. But amidst all this chaos, there are opportunities for growth and, more importantly, resilience, but only by first acknowledging the impact that current events have on our lives, by being aware of it, because then we can navigate these uncertainties with some more grounded perspective and find a balance that allows us to stay informed about what's going on, but without losing sight of our well-being. So the goal isn't to pretend that these problems don't exist in the world, but to build a toolkit that helps us to face those things with strength and optimism by learning to tolerate anxiety. Therapists call it distress tolerance, facing life's challenges head on, getting used to it, developing resilience and coping strategies to help us manage and eventually look back at our experiences with a sense of accomplishment. And this is why so many therapists have embraced mindfulness over the years. It's why I asked you to take a few deep breaths earlier, because it encourages living in the present moment, helps us to see that our emotions, however intense they are, they're fleeting and they don't define us. You are not your anxiety. It's just a passing state. So in practical terms, if you know what brings you peace, engage in that more regularly, whether that's listening to music, drawing, even having a bath. Find what works for you. Make it a routine. Put that into your life. It'll help you to regulate your emotions in the moment. But I think more importantly, it trains the brain to be able to handle life's unpredictabilities with a bit more agility. Because emotional regulation is vital. Those regular deep breaths and grounding ideas that we always talk about all the time, they're vital. Journaling is really helpful. Helps you to get to know yourself and learn about what your triggers are. That way you can gradually expose yourself to the things that cause you anxiety and build some distress tolerance. And the key there is gradually. This doesn't mean overwhelming yourself with anxiety provoking situations, gambling your mortgage away in cryptocurrency, but taking small, manageable steps to face your fears and build your confidence, to go somewhere new, a different town centre simply, just for a cup of coffee, a different restaurant, a different holiday destination if you get the chance. Work your way up to different things and the unpredictability of life starts to feel safer to accept. But it takes practice. As always, there's extra on my Patreon page if you want to hear me waffling on a bit more about this. I'm there every Monday, rain or shine. At least I'm predictable. I will see you on there or on here next week. Either way, have a great week, everyone. See ya.